Praise the Lord, my lords, the mightiest, mightiest prophets of the Lord.
Amen. Blessed people, the Lord Jehovah has spoken with me this night. This past night, the Lord Jehovah Mekadishken, the Lord our sanctifier, the Lord Jehovah El Gibor, the mighty God of Israel, the mighty God of creation, the mighty God of heaven, he has spoken with me, blessed people. He has spoken with me in a very tremendous way, blessed people, Jehovah Elohim. And in this conversation, the Lord Almighty, he took me up into heaven. Today, the Lord took me up into the kingdom of heaven. And up there, and the Lord Yahweh, with his own hands, this time around, he took a lot of leaves. A lot of leaves, the leaves of glory, the leaves of the tree of life. A lot of them. It was so much that he wrapped it in a container. He tied it in, he wrapped it in the earthly terms. You could say it was more than a sack full of those leaves. And then he handed them to me. The sack was full, full, full. Then as he handed them to me, some of them were flowing. He handed in such a way that the mouth of the sack was open and they were flowing on my hands. And then he said, these are for the healing of the nations. Go prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. And then I woke up. So there is going to be healings that are going to break out in this land. There are going to be healings. Some of them probably have happened already. But there is going to be tremendous revival of cripples getting up and walking, the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the mute speaking, paralytics walking, spinal cord injuries healed, cancers, whichever your disease, when I mention it, you take your healing. Spinal cord injuries healed, the tumors dissolved, diabetes smashed out, dissolved, and the blood sugar will come back to normal, hypertension resolved, and the people restored, made whole again, cancers, leukemias, tumors, pneumonias, lung situation, brain conditions. The Lord Yahweh has spoken with me about a big, big revival coming, and I know that we have about 34 cripples or so. We're in the midst, the bishops are planning. This time they want to do these celebrations in a better way. We have about 34 uncelebrated. Some of them serious ones like Moses Koech of Mao Summit that you saw the way he's pulling himself. The bishops are right now planning. They want to do it big, big, big. Many bishops will be traveling from many regions whenever there is a celebration in one region. Like those in Nairobi and Kakamega, Mombasa are planning to attend the celebrations in Kisumu. And I know that Thursday there will be a celebration in Nairobi whereby 30 violinists are coming from Nakuru together with more than about 60 violinists of Nairobi. It's going to be a big celebration. This time the bishops are planned to celebrate the cripples differently. Whenever Mombasa is celebrating, people will fly into Mombasa, bishops will get there and then join them in the grand celebration and come back. Because during this time, when we cannot hold Menengai 4, Menengai 5, this is the way the Lord is tearing up the revival in such a mighty, mighty way. This is the way he has opened up the revival. And so, blessed people, at this time, the Lord has spoken with me this past night. He took me to heaven, and then this time he took a lot of leaves with his hand. The leaves of the tree of life, the leaves that he has used. And you know that the tree of life of Yahweh, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, symbolizes Jesus also. The deeper meaning, those teachings are yet to come. I'm yet to bring you those teachings. But he took the leaves of the tree of life and laid them in my hands and told me these are for the healing of the nation and that I should come and prepare the nation, prepare you for the glorious coming of the Lord. That is the glorious coming of the Messiah. So there's going to be a lot of cripples reported all across the land. cripples are going to be reported. You will hear cripples get up based, strictly based on the words of my tongue right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to hear cripples get up and walk all across this country. And so it's such a beautiful time. Look at the beautiful celebration that Nakuru did. Look at the mighty, mighty celebration that Nakuru did. How they came together and became very powerful, became the iconic celebration. And I know we have 34 or so, 33 cripples are celebrated from the ones that were raised in the recent waves of revival. But now more are going to be added to you. And many other diseases are going to be healed. Those who have cancers, diabetes, hypertension, those who are preparing for surgery, you can now take your healing right now. Now I decree now, with my sharp and terrible prophetic tongue, I decree the words of Yahweh in the mighty name of Jesus. Now let all the cripples get up in the land and walk away. Let your legs that are crippled be strengthened, fortified, and the muscles and the nerves restored and strengthened to be able to support you, that you may walk and balance until you walk away. Even abroad, all over this land, cripples are now going to get up strictly based on the words of my tongue. They are going to get up in the mighty name of Jesus and walk away. The blind will see, the deaf will hear. Many cripples will get up, people stranded with cripples, mature adult cripples, those who are 30, 25, 18, those who are 10, 5, all the way, every single cripple now, I have commanded you to get up and walk in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the hour, such is the hour, when God has remembered his people. God has spoken to his people in compassion, with compassion and love. Tremendous hour of revival, announcing that the Messiah is coming. And you see, blessed people, what is going on globally tells you the Messiah is coming. If it is not fire, it is flood. If it is not flood, my words are still striking Haiti with earthquake until they repent. My words are still in Chile. My words are still in Mexico until they repent. My words are still in Yushu, China, in Japan, in Mount Everest, Nepal. My words, the words of my tongue are still in Taiwan. This is the time when God is calling the nations out to come out, step out and repent. And now I have commanded your people to get up in this land in the mighty name of Jesus, that you may know that the Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming. Turn away from sexual sin. Turn away from sexual lust, perversion. Turn away from lies, the gospel of prosperity. It is time now to return to the blood of Jesus. It's time now to return to the original holy salvation of Christ. May the Lord bless you. Now you'll see, strictly based on the words of my tongue, a tremendous wave of cripples getting up across this land again. Another wave. And yet we have not celebrated the 34. The bishops have gone back to drawing board to reorganize. There's going to be mighty, mighty celebrations, plus those that have walked earlier. The revival is in the land. And I've also commanded the cripples abroad, the blind abroad, the deaf abroad, also to receive their healing now. And all conditions, leukemia, cancer, tumors, fibroids, bleeding diseases, all over the earth. In the mighty and most glorious name of Jesus. Even as we wait for another healing service. But now you'll see massive. We've been doing a non-stop healing service. A mega healing service since last year, December. Massive. Cannot be compared with any other healing service. So everybody receive your healing now. I lift up my left prophetic hand right now and decree that let the cripples get up and walk away. Let the cripples walk all over this land. Adult cripples, mature cripples, those who are 14, 18 and crippled from birth. Those who are crippled at 5 years, 3 years of age, 2 years, all the ages, all cripples. Now you can get up and walk. I've lifted up my left prophetic hand towards Yahweh in heaven. And let all the blind, also their eyes now pop open, the deaf ears pop open, become sensitive, all conditions be healed, diabetes, leukemia, cancer, hypertension, heart conditions, liver conditions, spinal cord injuries, those with low blood in the sugar, low sugar in the blood, and low levels of blood in the body. I have decreed these words strictly based on the terrible words of my tongue, on the conversation that I've had with God the Father today, in the mighty name of Jesus. So it shall be, amen. Prepare the way, the Messiah is coming.